Good morning, everyone. I'm Mike, and welcome to another Rare Frequency. On this special episode, we're actually going to have all the members a part of it. How exciting. So, yeah, I guess let's jump into it. So, we're not recording anymore. That's great. I guess it'll just be me by myself.
I didn't record on Sundays. I don't know.
I mean, to record on Sundays, though, it's going to have to be, like, soon-ish. Because once I move to 7 to 3, how am I recording on Sundays?
I can still record on Sunday. You can record Sunday night.
Oh, you're right.
I'm off.
Oh, yeah, you're on Sunday.
I forgot you're off on Sundays. That makes sense. So honestly,
it's
Janice, it's you.
It's always been you, kid.
I know. So. And it sucks because, like, if Lidl wasn't doing so bad right now, like, I'm like one of like three people that they're not cutting hours on.
Because you probably do your job well.
Exactly. So, like, they in the beginning were like kind of giving me like sometimes they would do like 7 to 12, 7, 12:30,
mm-hmm.
all that shit. But, like, now they're actually. And like sometimes he'll give me a Sunday free, but like he's actually giving me my full schedule 7 to 1.
Yeah. Oh, so right there.
Right there?
She's working as 7 to 1. We hypothetically could record
that
right
one.
Before we have to come here because we don't start here till 3 o'clock. That could work.
I'm just going to smell like some spoiled milk, so you just got to give me like
do you know where
30
we work?
Minutes.
Do you know where we work?
Yeah.
Do you know the smells that we endure here?
Lidl smells bad.
No, but I'm saying...
Listen,
I'm saying it could work because you get off at 1. About what time are you home?
I get home...
Because you drive now. You don't have to scoot.
I'm right.
In a walk with no socks on in the middle of a fucking
right. So funny. Let's say you get home by like...
I would say 1:15 the absolute latest.
So 1:15 the absolute latest, yeah. Let's say. So that means that we really would just have to be there by like 1:45, 1:50 to start recording. Then we could record an episode
and
then
Sunday,
leave.
And, it's
and then leave.
No
right. And then just leave by like 2:30 and go to work.
That's when I leave.
See, so it could work. You just fit in that one episode there. And that's that. Look at that. See what happens when you actually
then, you know,
communicate.
Sunday night, me and Mike can then go
over for you. Honestly, though, like, if you guys are up staying, like, want to stay late because... I don't work
Baby,
Monday.
I have to be to work at 6 a.m.
Never mind.
Oh.
Because I thought about that too. I'm like, oh, we can just stay. And that's less y'all want to do.
That's where you fucked up, getting that other job.
She don't even like it like that.
Right. There was a fucking turkey on the premises. I'm good.
Oh, I didn't tell y'all about Friday?
No.
There was another one?
It wasn't a turkey.
So what was this one?
I didn't tell y'all
a baboon?
About fucking Friday.
So are you gonna tell us?
It was scarring. It was traumatic.
Someone was streaking.
So this girl Jennifer, right? I wasn't supposed to tell you her name. Anyway, HIPAA, you know.
Oops.
Benifer, you know what I'm saying?
Uh huh. That's better.
Right. So, she literally, one thing, woke up on the wrong side of the fucking bed, and then just started terrorizing every fucking body for no fucking reason. Nobody did nothing to this bitch. She just woke up on the wrong side of the bed and decided to just be a bitch. It started off with, she's usually always up, so we noticed that she wasn't up. So we, like, somebody, this kid, Anthony, he went in there and was like, wake her up. And she's like,
oh my God.
I was about to be like, first of all, not the fucking
bed. He got on his own for like the first time in 2 weeks. Like, he got up on his own without using the harness.
Oh, okay. Mike, don't make me laugh.
It's not funny. It's not funny.
I don't understand the amount of terror I've been dealing with.
It's not even
and
a
I don't
terror.
Hear about the fucking cage. I will kill you.
Okay, I won't say it. I won't say it.
I'm not gonna lie to you. When I first heard about it, I was like, "That's fucking
yeah, yeah." I said it the other day.
It's not in his cage long enough for that to be a thing.
I said it the other day. He's too big for that small cage. So of course his spine is just kind of.
Anyway, so Anthony went to go wake her up or whatever, and it's like 7:15, and she's like, "I wake up at 7 o'clock," and he's like, "It's 7:15," and so she said, "I wake up at 7 o'clock," and he's like, "It's 7:15, like, get the fuck up,
so get up."
So she gets up, she goes, she says, "No," she eats breakfast. She's like hunchback or whatever, so she eats breakfast on the table on this bucket.
Mm-hmm.
She's supposed to sit her food on the bucket so she can eat like this. She sits her food on, and because she's not allowed to have dairy or whatever, the person that did breakfast made her like this, like kind of like a non-dairy parfait kind of thing or whatever, with like granola, this, that, and the third, whatever, right? With the cereal that she liked, all that. She eats it on the table, but she's like, so like the table is here, and she's like sitting like this,
mm-hmm.
eating like this. And all of the food is all over her pants. So I'm like, Jennifer, move your chair and put your food up here. I don't want to do that. I don't want to put my food up there. All right, bitch. And I walk away. Like, all right, I walk away. And then same staff that made the food tells her, like, come let's go change your pants or whatever. And she's like, I'm going to Walmart later. I don't need to change my pants. I will get new pants when I go to Walmart.
Damn.
I left it alone again. All right, bitch. I walked away.
Snip.
Because when school calls and be like, why is she walking here looking like that? I'm like, she said she's going to Walmart later and she's going to buy some new pants. So she's going to walk around
looking
like that.
You couldn't tell her nothing.
And then she started with the, I'm not going to school. And I'm like, you're going to school. I'm going to be honest. I'm pretty sure that I pissed her off, which is what escalated the situation because she was pissing me off.
Mm-hmm.
So I was saying some shit. So it wasn't crazy shit, but it was like, she's like, I'm going to school. I'm like, you're going to school, and I'm not taking my meds. You're taking your medication. You're either going to take your medication or I'm going to give you your medication. Whichever one you want, let me know so we can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to blah, blah, blah. Then she starts terrorizing the rest of the clients. They making their noises and they saying whatever it is. Shut up, I punch you in the face, Andrea. Tiana, I'm gonna punch you in the back of your head. Shut the fuck up, Andrea. Bugging out, bro. She's like, I'm taking my shoes off. She take her shoes off. She just don't even got no socks on.
Ew. Her dogs are out.
And then I'm standing there. She's like, I'm sitting in the chair like this, facing this way. And she's sitting in the chair like that, facing me. And she's like, I'm going to throw my shoes at you. She picks up her shoes and chucks them at me. And I'm just like. Her bus comes. She don't get on the bus. The girl that does meds comes upstairs to do meds. She won't take the meds. She's still cussing people out. Fuck you. Fuck this. I'm not going to school. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. The last bus leaves. Well, the second to last bus leaves or whatever. And she's like, my dumb ass gets up. I'm like, all right, everybody that's going to school, I hope you have a great and prosperous day. I hope you make memories. I hope you come back and tell me how your day was, what you earned. I just hope you guys have a great day. Everybody that is going to school, I hope you have a fabulous day.
Patty.
Because she was pissing me the fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, she starts getting up and she's like, I'm going to bang my head on the wall.
Right.
Okay. Okay, and then she starts walking up to the wall. She's banging her head on the wall. We're just like banging her head on the wall, whatever. She's one of those, she can piss on cue. And she's also one of those lazy, nasty bitches that her bedroom is literally across the hall from the bathroom and will shit on herself in her bed and then go to the bathroom and then make you clean it. Well, tell you gotta clean that shit up. So then she's sitting No, seriously. She has the same disorder Maisha has. She has defiance disorder. She has the same fucking disorder. And they told me that in my interview, and I was like, oh, I deal with that shit every day. Like,
not defiance disorder.
So fucking, she's going on back and forth, whatever. She's acting like an asshole. She's banging her head on shit. She's tossing shit. She's throwing shit, whatever. She cussing us out. She then, pulls a fucking fire alarm.
This is really early in the morning.
It started at 7 a.m., bro. And it didn't end until 11 o'clock.
That's too early.
She, fucking out, whatever. The last bus leaves. The fire department called. We silenced the alarm. The fire department called, and they were like, what happened? And we were like, she pulled the alarm. He's like, tell her don't do that shit again. And I'm on my way. Oh, whatever. As he says, don't tell her don't do that shit again. I'm on my way. And he hangs up. She does it again. Pulls the fucking fire alarm. Again. And she's like, I'll do this shit all fucking day. I got time. And I said, bitch, I'll be here until 1 o'clock. So I ain't got no appointments today.
It was so long before they send the cops to arrest you.
No, but that's what she wanted. That's not what she wanted. She wanted to go to CPAP. I want to go to CPAP. But it was just like, you want to go to CPAP so bad, but they treat you like shit, man. Like, literal shit.
Oh, so you take them to CPAP also?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go, girl.
Nobody's fucking doing that paperwork. Because she's having a fucking temper tantrum. She don't want to go because she's doing something. She's going because I don't even know why she's going. Because as soon as she comes in, she goes, they treated me like shit. They did this. They did that. So I was like, fuck. So she's like, bugging out. She goes and she runs out the house. Now she's sitting in the grass. I'm gonna lay right here in the grass. Okay, it's the grass, homie. Like, lay in the grass. And then it has, like, the little, like, cobblestones or whatever. She's trying to bang her head on the stone. And she's not, like, banging her head. She's kind of just, like, enough that you can hear the thud or whatever. And we're just watching her and just talking to her, like, whatever. Call the cops. I want to go to CPAP. And we're trying to tell her, we're like, they're not sending you to CPAP for this. They're not sending you to CPAP because they're going to send your ass to the ER, first of all, because you're banging your head and you all need to get checked for a fucking concussion. Like, bugging out. Dealing with that. Then the fire marshal comes. Oh, that's the ambulance. Tell him to take me to CPAP. Well, he's not a fucking ambulance, bro. He's a fire marshal. He's not the fire person. He's the pop-up. What? And he's in and out of the house, whatever, doing what he's doing. And she goes, oh, I'm going to show him something. She's sitting on the floor, takes her shirt off, titties out. And then just goes, I'm playing with my titties. Outside. Right? She's doing too much. Oh, I can do this all day, blah, blah, whatever. She's still talking about calling CPAP, this, that, the third, whatever. I'm going to piss right now. She pisses on clothes, whatever. And then she's like, I'm going to take my pants off. Now she's butt booty ass naked outside on the gravel. She's still doing the same thing, blah, blah, whatever. Anthony is now about to leave. And he's parked where, like, she's sitting here and he's parked right here. She sees him about to go get in his car. She turns around and kicks his bumper. So now I got to stand in between her and the car so he don't hit her.
In front of this naked woman?
I didn't even get to the bad part yet, bro. We're all standing outside because she's scooting on the ground. I'm running away. Like, you're not running anyway. You probably got gravel in your booty hole. Like, she's talking to her until she figures it the fuck out. Whatever. She's just talking shit. I'm playing with my vagina. He's in his car. So he was facing this way. He backed up and then it's like turned this way. Right? Uh-huh. So he can go out. He just like went around her. Sis is sitting on the ground like this.
She's naked at this point. But just so naked, you know.
On the gravel. In the driveway.
This is all happening in 2 hours.
Yes.
Bro, she's sitting on the ground like this. And when she starts pissing and shooting, squirting piss. And I'm literally like, where the door is where I'm sitting. Directly in line with the canal. I'm right there. So at first, I turned, I looked at her, she's pissing. It's waterfall squirting. And at first I'm like, damn, Jennifer. That's a strong stream. Like, sis got the waterworks. And like all of this, literally in 30 seconds, I'm like, oh shit. Oh shit. Because then I look down, she's shitting. At the same
No, she's
time.
Not.
And I'm going to tell you, I've worked in this field for so long, and I've seen some of the most disgusting shit in my life. When I tell you that shit made me throw up on cue, right then and there. And everybody's like, oh my god, that's so nasty. I'm out of here with none of y'all say. You were sitting over there. You were standing over there. You were standing back here. I am eye to eye with her pussy hole. And I see that shit. Nobody else got it worse than I did, okay?
That's not funny. It's not funny. That's sad. That's really sad.
And then she scoots. I'm running away. She then scoots down the damn drive, like halfway down the driveway.
Well, you won't lose her. She'll leave a streak. You'll find her.
Mercedes goes and then comes back with a bucket of water, splashes the bucket of water on her to get this poop off of her. It was freezing cold water, so brings out a towel, whatever. You can't do this to me. Call the cops, call the ambulance, you can't do this to me, blah blah blah. She like carries magazine papers around. I'm like, look, yo. And we're trying to tell her, like, listen, we'll call the ambulance for you. We'll call them, listen to you, CJ. They're not taking you in their ambulance that is clean and disinfected with your shitty ass. Go in the house, take a shower so we can call them. I'm not doing that. So whatever reason, she gets up, she runs back up at the top.
How old is she?
40.
It's not funny. It's not funny. It's not funny. It really isn't funny. Mental health.
It's him that makes it funny.
Mental health is really it's a serious topic. It really is serious. You gotta take that shit seriously.
Yeah, she has like, you know, she has whatever like bodily issues that she has, and she already walks like this.
You can just imagine it.
She's shitty. She's trying to grab people in her shittiness. Whatever. We finally get her back in the house because we tell her we're going to throw all her shit in the garbage. We finally get... We're going in your room. We throw all your shit in the garbage. Yeah! Come in!
That was funny. But it's not funny. But it's funny.
See, this is why I
love kids. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think that I could ever work with adults for real because it, because my thing is like, you can't, not that you can necessarily tell a kid what to do, you can to an extent. I feel like adults though, you can't really tell an adult what to do. Like, they'll be ready to fight you.
What time does his graduation start?
His?
Yeah.
6 o'clock.
I feel so bad for his mom.
Should be alright.
I feel bad for Matt because Matt's gonna flip.
Is he?
I feel like he'll flip on him.
Nah. He'll be alright.
Not so you know here another year.
Right.
When's my usual?
I don't know.
Everyone's making it seem like it's not a thing anymore.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be an over the summer thing. It might be more like a October thing.
Right.
I think so. Yeah. Coming. Between 10 and 11?
Yep, that's the only time you can break.
Oh. How much is it after that?
Like $30.
That's cheap. Our budget, you know, comes back around. What's the word I'm looking for?
Client?
Wait, what?
What?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because he said if y'all work the morning shift that day, y'all have to do a double.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
Both of us?
Yeah, because it would just be, y'all would leave and it would just be me.
Well, I don't work on Wednesdays.
Nobody was talking to you.
Oh.
I don't mind.
You said y'all?
I meant like.
Oh, see, you said all this way.
I don't mind doing a double Wednesday.
You heard me, Asia?
No.
You guys have to do a double.
I don't mind doing a double on Wednesday. That's fine.
I'm calling Michelle right now.
More money. That's for you, Janice.
Misty said you need to make sure you're here on Wednesday and not.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Anyway,
so.
Also, right. So we finally get her back in the house, right? And then, she starts knocking tables over us, throwing chairs at us. She done fucked up the entire
living room. At least she didn't throw shit.
But she shit all over her.
Mm.
She throwing tables, throwing chairs, whatever, whatever. She goes in the kitchen, she knocks over the garbage can. That's why my fucking back hurts. Because I have to pick her up, and I can't pick her up with, like, grabbing her skin where I would have some type of, like, I'm grabbing her with a towel because I don't want to touch the fucking shit. I'm grabbing her with the towel. She's slipping out. She keeps falling. Whatever. I'm just like dragging her out of the fucking kitchen. And then she goes downstairs. She tears up downstairs. She goes in the office. She's tearing up the office. She's banging her head on shit. She's kicking fucking shit. All kind of shit for 4 hours. Just shitty and cussing, spitting. One of the staff, Mercedes, she spit in her face.
Mm-mm.
And I had to tell Mercedes, like, go upstairs. Because Mercedes is like standing over her, like got her arms crisscrossed over her head and just like
like about to choke her out.
Like, I'm upstairs, take a break. Mm-mm. Before you kill this girl, take a break.
I didn't even eat steakums.
I forgot that we have steakums.
Oops. Well, there's that. Did you just say I want to go die? Girl, like, get over yourself. I forgot this was in my hair. I forgot.
I've been looking at it. I was like, did he do that on purpose?
I did. Well, I did it because I didn't want to hold it anymore, and I was going to get up and go out there and use them. Huh?
Who did you do last night?
What?
Whose book did you do last night?
Someone's.
What?
These. You're welcome.
I did. I said thank you.
Jesus Christ. I
want to know. We really are. But I told Shona I'm moving to 7 to 3, so now I won't be annoying anyone anymore.
But you're only allowed to be annoying to us.
Yeah, I know. That means John Asia doesn't get my annoying side. No. I'm going to be around. But yeah. So.
Yeah,
329.
When you put carrots on that list, did you mean baby carrots or big carrots?
Baby carrots.
Oh.
For snacks.
Tell Miss T baby carrots. Well, thank you for joining us, guys, on a Rare Frequency exclusive containing? Is that the word I want to use? Involving all three original members. Later.